Road. Welcome to How We Drink with Charlene and Ellie.
Our podcast is like a group chat between your best friends, the girls' bathroom, and a night out where you spill all the gossip and relationship dilemmas. And life, if you're a returning listener, welcome back. And if you're a new listener, welcome. How We Drink is out for you every Wednesday at 12. We also have a bonus episode every Monday at 12. And you can also watch us on YouTube on Thursdays at 12.
Did you watch the Molly May?
I've seen clips of it on TikTok and stuff, but I haven't sat down to watch the full thing yet.
Yeah, it is really good.
Is it?
I just am such a lover of her.
Oh, how could you not like her?
I know.
I don't get how someone can look at her and be like, don't like her.
I know. She thinks, she said in the documentary, she's like, I feel like I'm controversial. I was like, where?
In what?
I wouldn't see her as that at all. But she's gotten so, like, remember she was talking about, sorry, no, it wasn't in that. It was in, I was in this salon. I picked up a random Vogue episode. Vogue magazine, yeah. And she had an issue in that.
Oh!
Just before the show came out, and she was saying she thinks she's quite controversial, and she had like a thing where she was giving out, she was in Italy and she was vlogging me like, the food here is horrible, like I hate it and stuff, and she had to apologise to the Italian people.
Fuck off. No, I'm sorry, that's just stupid. Are you not allowed to travel somewhere and not like the food? We all do it.
If someone came to Ireland and was like, although, would I be fine? I love our food so much.
We have good food.
I wouldn't take it personally.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right, that's not your taste. That's grand.
That's not what you like. Or you went to the wrong places or like, yeah. You know, give them recommendations. But like,
you grow up eating a certain cuisine. If you go somewhere else, you're obviously not going to be like, oh my God, I love this.
I love that. So
no, you're allowed.
I have opinions.
I think it makes her less controversial when she says stuff like that.
Yeah.
If she says she doesn't like, I'd find somebody less controversial and more like truthful and honest.
You know what I mean? I know.
If she was rocking around loving every single thing,
yeah,
you'd be like, oh, shut up, you, like, you're only,
I think the internet does that to you though. It dims people down. I feel like people go on it and like full of life, and bit by bit, like, you probably do,
it would chip away at you.
Yeah, because like, you're kind of, every time you say something a bit outlier that someone doesn't like, or like something that doesn't, someone doesn't agree with, like, you're told you're wrong.
Yeah.
And like, you're not.
But it can be for stupid shit. Did you see the picture
I'm thinking of Lauren that time.
Oh, about the clubbing thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's people's narrative and the way they take it. They create their own narrative. But it can be stupid little things that you're just like, it's like, if there's one thing I can remind people about social media, it's not that deep.
No.
It's really not that deep. Did you see the picture I put up yesterday of my drawer? Of my gym clothes.
Yeah.
The amount of messages I got being like, oh my God, would you not colour coordinate them? This is wrecking my head that it's not colour coordinated at all. I was like,
I thought you did though.
I was like, hold on a minute, hold on.
It's so neat to me.
I replied to one person and I was like, they're actually not colour coordinated because they're, I said they're in order of sets. So I can't colour coordinate.
You have so many gym clothes. I don't wear half of them.
No, I don't wear half of them. But like, I had them by sets. So if I had shorts, a bra and leggings, they were there. Shorts, bra, leg.
That match.
Yeah.
Okay.
That match. But if I had a legging that didn't have a top, I'm not going to slot that in with the same colour because there's no top off it. I can't grab all of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
But little things, I'm just like, it's not that deep.
Oh God, I can't believe people said that.
So I got about 10 messages yesterday to colour coordinate them. I felt like saying, do you want to come over and do it? Because we've spent hours doing
did they say it as in like a nice way of like, or were they giving you hate?
I don't know. Some of it, I'm kind of like, there's a better way of wording that.
Really?
Like, yeah. I think because I always turn it around then and be like, if I was to message a stranger, which we all are online, we're all strangers to each other. Like, if I was to message a stranger, I think there's a way I'd go about it.
Same.
But I think sometimes, I don't know.
But we also probably have more experience of like what we know is, but also it's just common decency. Like, I hate when someone replies to my story and they're like, just question mark, or like ask you a question really bluntly.
Yeah, I'm like, say hi.
Or not even the full question, just like link
top
mark or something.
Yeah.
I'm like,
top question mark.
I'd never text my friend saying that.
Yeah.
And I'm your friend. Like, we're meant to be friends here.
Yeah.
Don't like, what, where, do you have the link to this?
Yeah.
That's like, link question mark. I just think, but I know some people do text like that, but
Did you hear people are starting to text through ChatGPT? Also,
to each other.
I also thought it was always called ChatGBT.
So did I. No. And it's ChatGPT. What does it stand for?
Hey Siri.
Oh, your Siri does that.
What does ChatGPT stand for?
ChatGPT. Chat Generative Pre-Trained Transformer. as a chatbot launched by Open.
Okay, stop now. That's enough.
No wonder that
chat generated.
That's made sure.
Key something.
Fuck?
Yeah. But yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
I saw a TikTok this morning of a girl and she was saying, sorry, when did we all start texting each other through ChatGPT?
How can you do that though?
I don't know, maybe she was just getting replies off people that were like, you can notice. It was like when Hannah sent in the thing from, or Hannah and Queef sent in the thing for Lisbon.
Oh.
We clocked that straight away. Yeah. Like, no way they wrote that.
It was
that.
The layout. It was all these bullet points.
But it was some of the words as well.
Some of the words.
Like, they would
I was like,
never.
They did not say that.
No.
Like,
but yeah, apparently people are texting each other through chat.
Let's see if it worked. Let's test it.
Like,
you go and do
I'm a bit afraid of it though.
I'm afraid of it too because also it's really bad for the environment.
How? It's on your phone.
Yeah, but basically every time anyone uses AI or any, to be honest, any internet stuff, but AI is the worst for it, that there's all these like data processing centres all around the world and they have to use water to run like and power, and you need a lot of power to run. Every time you do a search with AI, it's like a lot of power.
Stuff.
Yeah, so it's bad, really bad for the environment.
Oh my God, so we should go back to Google.
How can I text?
Like, look, you can analyse an image, summarise a text. Like, the things you can do on it are just so scary.
They said you can't send any text, any or receive any real text messages on your behalf. However, I can help you write or improve a text message
I think
before you send it.
That's what she meant.
Right.
That people were putting in, like, how do I reply to this person and just copy them and paste
it. I saw a TikTok of a girl saying she's seen a guy on the plane or train or in front of her the whole time, and he was like fighting with his girlfriend, but every time she texts him, he'd go into ChatGPT and obviously find, be like, what do I reply to this?
Oh,
and then say that.
Oh, that's terrible.
Because they can help you with your tone, but it's good if, like, I find that good because they can be really like reasonable, which I feel like I also feel like ChatGPT would tell me, like, everything's fine.
Yeah.
I could be like, I'm like, this is a really bad thing that I don't even, like, it's fine.
Yeah,
like,
you're okay.
Yeah.
What did Hannah say? She thinks it's a man.
Yeah, I think it's a man.
Do you?
I just called it him, yeah.
See, I think because my phone has the Siri thing on it and she's a girl, I'm like, maybe.
You're thinking it's a girl.
Yeah, I feel like she's a girl.
For some reason, it was a man to me.
I can't remember what did I use it for last week?
I keep seeing people type, like, comments, be like, chat, what does this mean? Is that what they're talking about?
I don't know.
Oh.
Or are they not, where are you seeing those comments?
On, like, TikTok and stuff.
Are they live saying that?
No.
Oh.
They're just commenting, like, chat, what does this mean or something?
Maybe they're talking about the comments, are they?
I don't know.
I used it in the airport last week.
For what?
Because I was standing in a queue that I wasn't meant to be in. And I was like, can I check in my bag in Aer Lingus from Vueling or something?
Oh.
And it was able to tell me that, like, Vueling is like British Airways and Aer Lingus, they're all owned by the same company kind of thing.
So you were in the right one?
Yeah.
You said.
I was like, this is cool.
Wow.
Yeah. So some things I'm like, okay.
It is handy.
But I still won't download the app. Do you have the app?
No, I don't have the app.
No, Jesus.
No.
Couldn't be letting it into my phone that much.
Yeah. Some people use it as a therapist.
God, no.
Yeah.
See, that's when it gets dangerous.
I know.
You shouldn't trust it that much.
How does it get the information so quick as well?
I know. Like, you can see it typing and it's just coming back with everything.
Yeah.
You could ask it.
Analyze. I was like, analyze my TikTok. How should I do better and all? It was like, just give me general tips. I was like, no, I want to know my TikTok.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I don't know why.
Aww.
It's too good.
Yeah. It only goes so far.
Yeah. But I seen someone on TikTok being like, she got a whole plan made out what she do and all. So that's why I done it and it didn't work for me.
No. You don't need it.
Maybe I need to download the app.
No.
Instead.
Don't. It'll get into your phone and find out everything about you.
But then all the apps could probably do that as well.
It's scary.
Anyway, back to the Molly May documentary.
Yeah, fill me in. So she fell off a horse.
Fell off the horse. Oh my God. If she had landed in any way worse than she did, like...
Thank God for helmets.
My God, her neck, her back, like everything just looked sore.
I saw the paparazzi were there as well.
Yeah, I think that threw her off when she was... I don't know if I fucking know her. Like, yeah.
But like, she told me. She told me.
But I'd say it did. And she hadn't... I don't think she'd ridden before. Ridden road.
No, did she not do horse riding years ago as a child or something?
Yeah, but all the comments on TikTok are like, that's not a good horse for like a novice. Like, it's a really professional horse or something. Maybe she's not
at that level.
Big level, yeah. Because the horse is huge.
Jesus.
But anyway, it kind of takes her through.
Someone said it's very similar to the first episode. Or the first series, is it?
There's not much
difference.
Well, Tommy's more featured and she's on FaceTime too at one stage.
Okay.
And she says love you and all.
Saw that when they were skiing.
Yeah, she was out, she was filming for Beauty Works and then she'd done a shoot for Beauty Works that like the first day was fully snow. They couldn't like even shoot at all. So it was a bit of a disaster. But I feel like I think in TV shows like they make things worse and then
than it is.
And then it always turns out to be really good. And
yeah.
Then comes, like, it, and it turned out amazing then. And then Bambi's birthday. That was quite sad. She was bawling.
Why?
Because Tommy didn't come. She didn't she didn't want him there because she was like, I don't want this to be the first reintroduction of him to the family and things.
Okay.
It's about Bambi. Like, it's awkward. Like, let her have her day. But she was just like standing there looking, and then she just like would start bawling and went up to her room and was just crying.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's probably emotional anyway. I can imagine being a mom and like it being your child's birthday plus everything else and like wanting him there but also not knowing that you can't really.
So he just didn't go?
No. And then Zoe the whole time is like...
Yeah, what's the story of her? Does she hate Tommy?
Yeah.
Does she?
Well, it seems...
Does it seem like that?
I don't know if she likes him.
Okay.
I don't think she likes him for her.
Okay.
But
she's her sister. Like,
yeah.
She's allowed to have opinions like that.
I don't think it came across bad at all. I've seen so many TikTok comments being like, this and that, but I'm like, I'm sorry, everyone's had that one person that's close to them that has seen every single bad, horrible thing and then has to have the repercussion of it and like see her sister so upset.
Yeah.
And then her to be wanting to be back home.
Yeah.
I'd say she's just like,
she just wanted to give her a wobble.
It's harder to forgive when you're the person close because you're not in love with them.
Yeah.
Like, you're just...
You have one set opinion on them and that's it.
Yeah, you're not blinded really by like their words, like someone else might be, or like... I'm not saying she's blind, I think like they're happy, but you don't have that same love for them unconditionally. So it's easier to have like a hate for them.
And stick with that.
Yeah. But I think if they do go... Well, they are racy, but she'll have to just...
She posted a picture of them in...
Dubai, was it?
Yeah, it was her, Tommy and Molly. She put up on her story of the three of them. Oh, or Bambi, sorry. Yeah.
Were they in the mirror or something?
No, it was like someone took it of them.
Oh.
Yeah, the three of them. And they had Bambi in the middle and they were giving her a kiss or something.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently, a lot of celebrities go to Dubai.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Because there's no paparazzi.
Yeah.
Which...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Deadly.
Unreal.
Yeah.
But I do think she got papped one time in Dubai. Did she not?
I don't think I've ever seen paparazzi pictures of people in...
No, maybe you're right.
It was only when I saw that, I was like, actually, I don't think I've ever seen paparazzi pictures in Dubai.
No.
It's illegal or something over there, isn't it?
Yeah, you're actually not allowed to do it. Like, but isn't it mad how she's like, our job, obviously much bigger scale, but it gets papped.
I know.
Like, I can't think of any other influencers that get papped.
Except Americans, but do they all call them on themselves?
But even the Americans, who? Like, really?
Tana,
like even Tana and I wouldn't be going around getting papped.
I saw a video of her this morning saying that she sold a fake Bottega bag.
Seeing that?
On Depop.
On Depop to someone. A Bottega, she called.
Oh no. She was like, the last thing I need now. She's like trying to rebrand herself. She's
a
like,
scandal.
The last thing I need is a Depop scandal. Well, she's like,
here
I did.
Go.
Your man made like a series on it and stuff and she had to refund him. Yeah. Yeah, but fair play to her coming out being like...
And saying it.
Yeah. But she said it wasn't her fault. She employed someone to do it and they just put it up. She was just given all the handbags. She had somebody on a full-time salary to just do her Depop. She was like, I cannot be arsed with that, basically. A full-time salary to do her Depop. And they obviously put up the bag, not thinking it was fake.
Surely she'd be losing money paying a full-time salary.
She must be making...
What's a full-time... What's full-time minimum wage? Like
40 hours a week is...
Yeah.
Like...
How could you spend 40 hours a week doing Depop as well?
From 9 to 5 a day?
On a bike. I suppose going to the post office now.
Yeah, she must have a lot.
I do feel like a little like
business lady.
Like, package up stuff. You need to get now, you need to get the package postage bags off Amazon.
Do I?
Yeah, they're just like pink. And
cute.
You just like peel off the tab and stick, like instead of using tape and all.
Okay.
So get them and then...
You just get them Mr. Price, but they're just white.
Yeah, but on Amazon I got 100 for fiber.
Brilliant.
Much more cheaper.
I'll order them
and
today.
Nicer.
Are they?
Yeah, and then it's really good. I love when people pick on post because you can just scan. You go into the place and you just scan the label and they stick on for you. But when they pick Parcel Connect, you have to print it off and stick on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you just say don't do Parcel Connect?
Oh. No. I don't know. Maybe you can.
Anybody listening, if you ever use my vintage, do not do Parcel. Same with yours.
My printer's broken at home and the printer's broken in the apartment. Like everything's broken.
I have one, girl, if you need
it. Oh, you're grand. So if you do need to print, it's fine.
Yeah. But if you don't need mine too, just send them to me.
I hate printing stuff. It's one of my pet peeves.
I do it for my phone. It's not too bad.
I just hate... I actually don't like paper.
Oh.
At all.
Hmm.
Do you not like the feeling of it at all?
I don't think I've ever really thought
of
doing that much.
I just don't like it. I love that. Do you ever have that soft paper in school? It was definitely a paper that was softer than this. Or like shiny paper in your school books.
Yeah, I think
I don't
so.
Like this bumpy paper. So bad, isn't it?
Her.
That's not right.
No, that's just
that's not one bit right.
No, I don't think there's something wrong. What do you mean bumpy paper? It's flat paper.
No, it's not flat. It's steel groove.
Her fingers are oversensitive in here. She knows it. This is bumpy, this is flat.
No, because there's like literal, look at it. It's all bumps. It's made of like...
She got her ears clean. Now she's supersonic.
Now, yeah.
Feeling.
All my senses yeah, are tingling.
Have been heightened by everything.
It's not like paper. I don't know.
No.
No.
Hmm.
What were you talking about? Oh, you vintage. And before that, Tanamojo. Yeah, her rebrand needs to be studied.
Fair play to her.
Wow. I think it was when she got with Makoa.
Yeah, I like them.
Same.
They're quite sweet. Same. I saw Brooke actually got that surgery done.
Left. She got hate for it. She's getting this one.
Like, why?
I think it's really tough conversation because I feel like people
yeah, I can sit here and say why, but like
no,
she doesn't have an answer.
But people want, it actually makes, I've seen it on some people. Some people it looks good on, some people it looks a bit scary. Like
really?
Maybe get too much taken off. Like, it's usually people get it when they're older.
Okay.
Like, not her age.
When your eyes go saggy.
Yeah.
Right.
She got for her eyeliner, I didn't think she wanted to do eyeliner or something, but people basically give it out to for getting it done. But then she made a video being like, you give out when I, if I was to hide it, but then you give out when I say it. So
yeah,
it's like,
can't win.
Yeah.
Lose.
And then it's like people want you to be just fully happy with how you are and like not do anything about it. But if she has the ability, she has the want to do it, I'm like, why? And then if she's being honest about it, even better.
Yeah, that I'd she's much, saying it.
I think it's like, then at least you're looking at someone, you're like, right, that's not like, that's something that they got done. It's not like they're all fully natural and that you'd be like, why don't I naturally look like that or something. And
yeah, they're
like,
trying to hide it.
You know
like,
what I mean?
Yeah. Rather than say it.
Yeah. She got really bad stick for that.
Aww.
And then they were like, but you just got your something else done. I'm like, yeah, but that's... Like,
so,
yeah.
Let her. If she wants to get 100 surgeries in a week.
That's her, that's on her. I wish people were more, like, didn't care as much about what other people done.
Because
I think the world would be a better place.
Mm.
Like, it really doesn't affect if her she gets some eyelid.
Yeah. If it has no impact on your life.
Yeah.
What is the difference?
Yeah.
Speaking of Brooke and Tana, when we did the live show, we were in Vicar Street. Like, they obviously had one in Vicar Street.
Yeah. Literally a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Me and Shara were in there and we were like, I can't believe they were just standing in the same green room that we were in.
They probably used the same toilet.
Imagine.
Like, they obviously did. Would have had to.
Yeah.
Maybe, like,
they were in those mirrors like we were. Like,
I wonder if they wondered if we were there.
I wonder if they said, oh, Charlene and Ellie are here in a few weeks.
Oh, I wish I went. Yeah, not let every phone out or not.
I know you were saying.
Yeah. Strict.
I wonder what the layout of the show is, like how they format it.
I know. I think apparently someone told me the other day that it's a rehearsed show, so that's why as well you can't have your phone out because it's the same show everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen.
You're obviously getting different comments here and there, but like
yeah.
The content is the same, basically.
Should we start down that?
Honestly.
No. Don't worry, hold my drink. Imagine. We have fresh shows.
Yeah, we
in
do.
Every location.
We've rehearsed, like, obviously segments, but not what we're going to say. And
no.
Or, like, yeah.
So, fresh
out
of us.
We're doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, red flag radar. So, we are here to help you basically see if what you think could be a red flag actually is,
mm-hmm.
if you're being a bit too harsh or if you are being colorblind.
Yes.
So let's go through what we have today. This one I'm already seeing, it's a red flag. No one who says all my exes are psycho is ever a green flag, I feel.
No.
Anyone that I've known to say that has been the biggest walking, talking
red flag. So anyone who always like gives out about their ex or is always,
mad.
Yeah, it's all her fault, she's a psycho kind of thing. Red
or
flag.
Like, I think if it's one, it's you're like, okay, maybe it could have been, that's maybe likely, but if it's like, oh yeah, then she was crazy, then she, like, no, you were crazy.
No, yeah, you, the common denominator here
is
you.
Even yeah. if you say one is, they could still, but you can't really, how do you know?
Yeah.
You kind of have to just fucking ride the wave.
No, we're saying red for him.
Red flag for him.
The next one is, he's never been married or lived with a partner. He's 57 and I'm 43. Where does he live? Does he live on his own?
He's never been married or lived. Some people just don't find the right person.
Yeah.
In life.
Until
a later time.
Yeah.
And maybe he was off living his life and
enjoying his own company. Some people just genuinely like their own company more.
Yeah. I think
I don't see it, like, oh my god, red flag about that. I don't see,
like, if you, I'd be more concerned if you're like, even married 10 times.
Yeah. And he's lived with multiple different people.
Yeah.
I just see it as that was his way of life at the time. That was the easy way to live.
Like, but it's also normal to be like, because if I met someone at late and I was like, they were never in a relationship or something, I'd be like,
You'd kind of be a bit,
You would be like, what's the missing piece?
Yeah.
Like, is it him? Is
maybe
it
like, he's had relationships but not married.
But you can say that. Okay. Then you can say that about anyone of like, why did they break up with their last girlfriend? What, there must be something wrong with them.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not always the case.
Mm. I'm not saying red.
I'm not saying red either.
I don't think I'm even saying orange.
No.
Like, if that's just what it is, some people are like that, you know what I mean? That that shouldn't be looked at as a really, like, oh my God kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm saying grey and see how it goes. Yeah.
He lived his life.
See how it goes.
Last one is, we're together a year and he's happy to only see me at the weekend.
Red. Red.
Really?
Together a year? Only the weekend? I'd feel like No. A midweek sleepover is so much fun.
It's fun.
What do you mean? Like, I'm still at the sleepover stage. I don't live with Graham or he doesn't live with me. Yeah. So we still have sleepovers. You know what I mean?
I think it depends on circumstances. Like, if he's really busy during the week, if he's like, no, I'm not seeing it on a random Wednesday. But, like, if you have if that's when you are free and that's when you do things, I don't think it's, like, awful to not.
But then her whole weekend is just spent with him. True. But she can see her friends during the week, I'm sure. But I don't know, something about being told these are only the specific times.
The hours.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it feels like a shift. Yeah. I'm clocking in.
True.
For a shift.
And then you're kind of like stuck. And then if one thing, something else pops up on the weekend.
Yeah.
You can't really do it. Like,
this is the type of thing I think you need more information for. Because like you said, if he has a busy schedule, work, like if it's mad hours he works, or like if it's just not feasible, maybe they live ages away from each other, or do you know what I mean?
Yeah, or maybe they're young and I'm thinking like, are they not able to stay over together?
Yeah, true actually.
And
as well.
Like,
I just don't like the set hours thing, like I'm only seeing you then.
Yeah, I would hope that it's just like because it suits them both. I don't know.
What are we saying? What colour?
It's not green.
It's not green. It's not a full red because I think we need more information.
Yeah.
Are we leaving this one on orange?
We'll leave this on. We don't know.
We
haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
We're allowed. I don't know. It could, like, because if they're both really busy or something and they live far away, maybe that's what makes sense for them. But I need more context of what they're living.
Yes.
If they live down the road and he's like,
he's just choosing to be like,
but then some people like their own time.
If
but it shouldn't be on him of to say when I'm going to see you.
If he's just sitting at home playing PlayStation, he's like, no, I'll see you on the weekend.
Then it's red.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Secrets from the Stalls, we try help every week with some advice, any queries or problems that you might have. They're all sent into our email address, by the way, along with Red Flag Radar and Phone a Friend. Mm-hmm. So our email is homeidrink@goloudnow.com. And this is this week's Secrets from the Stalls. I'm 23 and I've been with my boyfriend who's 25 for 6 months. I know it's still early, but I feel like he's my forever person and we're going strength to strength.
You.
The problem I'm having is with his twin sister, who from the first day didn't like me and goes out of her way to make sly comments and remarks. For example, she makes these really inappropriate comments about how people sometimes mistake her and think she is his girlfriend, then laughs it off. My boyfriend always shuts her down, saying how weird it sounds, but it doesn't stop her. Recently, my boyfriend's mother invited me to stay with them at their apartment in Portugal in July, and my boyfriend's taken 2 weeks off work for it.
Hopefully.
I was unsure about going at first because we've only been together 6 months, but he told me that we could spend most of our time on the beach and venture into the old town and do our own thing while we're there, so we won't have to be around the family all the time, so I booked the plane tickets. When his sister found out I was going, she went mad and said, this is meant to be a family-only holiday, and if she's coming, then it's clearly not.
Ooh.
She said this in front of me, and to be fair to her mother, shut her down for it. The problem is I'm unsure if I even want to go now. I don't want to spend 2 weeks out in foreign with her making me feel uncomfortable. I spoke to my boyfriend about it and he said he'll talk to her, but she keeps throwing sly digs regardless every time I see her. I feel like she's obsessed with him and I just want it all to stop. Is there anything more I can do to stop her digging at me? And should I go to Portugal or stay at home? Thanks, girls. I could really do with some advice on this one.
Dig back. Fuck that. Don't let someone walk all over you from the get-go because she'll always think then that she can.
True. I can imagine her saying something and her just like...
It is awkward.
Awkward because it's probably in front of family that's like... that you would be scared to say something back.
Would your boyfriend not tell her to shut the bloody hell up?
Given, like, loves her brother.
wants to kiss her brother.
Even the comments about people saying they think their boyfriend or girlfriend.
That's weird. You want to think. You want people to think that.
So honestly, some people are too close for comfort.
Way too close. No, I, yeah. Either the boyfriend needs to say something or you're going to have to say something. Fair play to the mom, telling her to shut up. Like,
yeah.
But the boyfriend needs to really have a sit down with the sister. You can't be having that. Like, that's... No. I'd still go. I'd go.
So would I.
Absolutely. I wouldn't not go.
No.
That's what she wants. She wants you to not go and she'll think then, I've won. Haha, she's not here.
She wants to cause a divide between us.
Yeah, you go. You have a ball with your boyfriend and the rest of his family.
Mm-hmm.
Feck her.
And I think...
She's intimidated by you, obviously.
Yeah. Like. I think the boyfriend needs to, like, he's obviously said stuff, but to say, like, you are not to say that anymore, like, you need to cop on. Mm. She's obviously, I think with a twin, I don't have a twin, but there's a different type of bond that you have. So, like, she's probably jealous that, like, not of the relationship, doesn't want to be with him, but, like, jealous of, like, that he has someone else now.
Yeah, it's nearly like a third twin coming in. What? A triplet.
Kind of. Yeah. I guarantee if she got a boyfriend, she'd be fresh.
She'd be grand.
She'd be fine. I think it is just that, like, of someone coming in and trying to take in, you're someone who you're so close to, like.
Yeah.
Just make it okay. But the boyfriend needs to sit her down and be like,
he needs to pipe up here.
We're going on holidays. She's coming with our family.
Yeah.
She needs to feel welcome. It's already scary enough. 6 months together and going on holidays. Like, she needs to actually just STF you.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so annoying. It's shit when someone's family member's in the middle.
It's really awkward.
Awkward.
Like, you didn't ask for her to be like this. No. You know what I mean? You didn't. It's not as if you did anything for her to be like this. You're literally just his girlfriend.
You're just
girlfriend.
Existing. Yeah. Literally.
You're literally just his girlfriend. And it's the type of thing that would turn into a huge row.
Yeah.
If that kept going on for ages.
100%.
It would just completely just
blow up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go on the holiday.
Have to go.
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know what he says and if he says something to her and what the response is. I want to know what the sister...
I feel like I personally, I might build up, like, the slidings keep getting to me and then I'd be like, what the fuck is your problem?
Yeah.
And just lash out, like, of like, what is your problem with me? And maybe that's what she needs. Maybe he's needed to have it out. For what reason, I don't know. But she
have it out and then
she obviously wants to have it out.
Yeah.
But she'd be like, what is with sly digs? Mm. And, like, literally ask her out straight if you can.
It's uncomfortable.
But just, like, and then what's she going to say? Oh, I don't like you being my brother. That's fucking weird.
All right. Free.
Maybe her saying it loud will actually be good.
Yeah. She might actually hear herself.
She might hear herself. Exactly. Go on the holiday.
You have to.
Have the best time.
You will.
I feel like she went to Albufeira because she had the old town.
Oh, cute.
I feel like, yeah. Enjoy Albufeira. Phone a friend, then we do every week where we get listeners' advice.
Mm-hmm.
We put this on the Instagram page and we get listeners' advice. So it's Home or Drink Pod on Instagram. So we get one topic in and or one dilemma in and then the listeners will reply. So today's is, my mom and dad are separating after 20 plus years of marriage. It's only been 2 months since they broke up. However, my mom has been telling me that she's going on dates and definitely been with other people since the breakup. I feel so guilty knowing this information and not telling my dad about it. I know he would be heartbroken over this and I feel he needs hope that breakup is just a bump in the road for them. I don't want my mum to feel she can't trust me with this information, but it's definitely caused me to feel like I can't be myself around my dad knowing I've kept this a secret from him.
The mother should never have told the child that.
No.
Should never be in the middle of...
No.
Oh, no. So this
would be different if something bad happened and the dad was mean.
Yeah.
And you want your mum to come back out there, but not if it's just...
That's not nice, like...
Yeah.
No, I don't like this. So this is what some of you have said.
Replies, yeah.
I'd sit down with your mom and just tell her that you're stuck in the middle of two people you love and it's unfair you telling me all of this info as it's simple gossip.
I'd say to her that the guilt is killing you and you love your dad and you know it could kill him knowing this. It's her responsibility to look after her child and not put them in awkward situations. Never mind the divorce being bad enough for you to go through, she's only making it worse. I'd ask her to bring this up with your dad as it's not your position to. I'd also say I'm going to mention to dad that you want to have a chat about something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You telling your dad that will definitely make things a whole lot harder on yourself. It's best if you try not get involved in the messy parts of this divorce.
I feel like that's someone who's
done that.
Yeah.
I can see how though like that information would weigh on you, her being around her dad and her poor dad. Like,
and if he's like not doing great over it, do you know what I mean?
No.
I had the same issue, but as a child. It's so hard, but telling your dad might make it worse. It did for me. My dad became obsessive after he knew, showing up and walking to my mum's house, so maybe just leave it for now, as he might turn to anger rather than upset.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
No, me neither. This is why yous are the best of advice.
Yes.
Take him separate job.
You have to remember they are both adults and it's not your job to parent. It's hard not to feel guilty and feeling like you're keeping secrets, but unfortunately people do move on, and I'm sure if anything were to get serious with another person, your parents would have a conversation with each other. I wouldn't tell your dad because your mom isn't doing anything wrong, as difficult as that might be to hear. Mm. Let them navigate this part of their separation themselves and focus on, number one, healing yourself.
Yeah, I feel like the mom, she's not doing it wrong by doing it, but she's doing it wrong by telling her. I just think your child doesn't need, it's not need to know information.
Absolutely not.
Someone just said stay out of it.
Okay.
And then your mom has put you in an awful position. She needs to tell him before someone else sees them.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I didn't think of that either.
And then it would blow up that the daughter knew as well, I think. Mm. Maybe tell her it's a bit too much TMI for you and leave them at it.
Happened to me and I tell my dad, nothing will hurt him more, but it's best that you tell him. He's already heartbroken, one more thing won't hurt him any more than it already is. I resented my mom and hated her for doing it to my dad. 4 years on, my mom and dad are back together and are happier than ever. These things happen in life and whatever will be, but you need to have that conversation with your mom. That isn't something you need to be hearing as her child.
Okay. Truth be told, it's none of your dad's business. If she's potentially moving on, maybe that's what he needs to hear.
Oh,
we're just too empathetic for everything.
I know, everything gets said, I'm like, oh, we're like, oh, true. I know. It's so hard, especially to be, it's hard to be in the middle for you as well. Shouldn't tell the dad, but encourage him to try go out and meet new people.
Okay.
I like that.
That's a way about it as well. Yeah. Your mom should not be sharing this information with you and putting this massive amount of guilt on your shoulders. Tell her you don't want to know about any dates or any men she's been with. Maybe in time you'll feel more comfortable to hear about it, but right now it's extremely fresh and puts you in the position where you have to lie to your dad. Tell her that she needs to tell your dad herself. I'm a mother and under no circumstances would I ever put my child in this situation. She needs to start acting like a mother, not a best friend.
There's time and place for things, I feel. It's tough. Personally, I wouldn't tell him, but maybe drop subtle hints that he should try dating.
Yeah, not that the mom is dating, but that he should try. Yeah.
Mm.
Keep your mum's life private. It's not your dad's business anymore if they're not together.
Your mum should only be sharing info that she's okay with your dad knowing. Follow your heart. If you think your dad should know, tell him and let her know that.
It's mad how, like, different
so
side
I know.
It is.
But I feel like a lot of these people have experience with that. And I feel like that's...
They'd know, like...
But there's no... I feel like there's never a right or wrong in these situations.
No.
You're the one in the middle. You're the one that hasn't done anything.
You should never have been in the middle.
Yeah, no. 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 So
that's
whatever.
So unfair.
I like the last one saying like that you should follow your heart.
Yeah. And
if you feel like, oh my God, my dad needs to know that.
Tell him.
Yeah. I loved getting other people's opinions.
It's the best.
We've got it for a while now.
We've really decided that.
Yeah.
Yous are better at this than we are.
Mm. I think I think people love the dilemma segment because it puts into perspective like everyone's problems. Like we've never, we're 173 episodes in. And we've never encountered like the same problem twice.
No.
And, like we've answered hundreds of dilemmas now. But it just shows you like there's so much, like you never know what anyone's going through in any life.
But also with the phone a friend, I think it's different that it's, like you said in that last one there, those people have probably experienced that. So they know exactly what like opinions to come with and
whereas we haven't in that situation.
There's only so much that me and you have been through that we can say, oh, I was there, or like I've been there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I love getting all your opinions, and
it's gorgeous.
It's really adorable.
And we always meet people out as well who've like, we've helped with dilemmas and tried to help.
Try, you know? Yeah, we always say try.
Oh, whenever someone says, oh my God, you answered my dilemma, I'm like, did I ruin your life?
Then, yeah.
No. Are you about to slap me?
Have you been crying yet?
Yeah.
I'd hate to meet someone who was like, you gave me the worst advice in the world. I'm like, well.
I feel like we're always quite
lenient with it, are we?
Level headed, so I think.
Yeah. You can go both ways.
We're not like telling people to do mad shit. I don't think we'd have a podcast if we did.
If we were telling them to do all sorts.
Yeah.
No.
And then go through his phone again.
No, I don't think that would work. Yeah. There'd be a few lawsuits on our hands, I reckon.
True.
Sued to bits.
That is true.
So
basically, if you talk about someone and they can be identified in a group, is it like of whittled down to like 10 people or something like that.
Is there a number? I can't remember what it was.
There is like a number of like how, yeah, how many it needs to be before like it's defamation.
Okay.
People that it could be. But if you say it really generally.
Really vaguely, like, they won't know.
This guy I met on the street, like no one's going to be able to pick out 10 people that could be.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Where's there was something heads? Before we had to get taken out.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
There probably has been a few of it, just in case we got sued.
Just in case.
Don't fancy that.
Imagine that.
Couldn't afford it.
Out of your own pocket, like.
I don't know. Does it? I'd file bankruptcy.
Terrible. Is that, yeah. What's file a bankruptcy?
I don't actually know. Does that mean you don't have to pay? You're so broke, like, that you don't have to pay?
Yeah. Just get away with it, like.
See ya.
Perfect.
I actually don't know what I'm talking about, so take all that with a very, very fat pinch of salt.
Guys, that was us for this week. If you're new here, or if you're just want a reminder, we have full episodes every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Bonus little bites on Mondays called Home.
Oh, I like
drink.
That bonus
home
bite.
Hungry now. We have Home Drink Extra Juice on Mondays, and then the first Monday of every month,
yes,
which is next week, pretty sure.
Start of June?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, will be extra spice. So you basically answer any bedroom dilemmas. So if you have any that you are wondering about, it doesn't have to be like smexy time, months.
No.
Anything in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Literally, where should I get a new bed?
Yeah.
Just anything send them in to homeidrink@growloudnow.com. Your red flag radars, your phone a friend.
Your web flag radars. Girl, you're talking all day, yeah.
Red flag radars, seeks and stalls, and phone a friend. If you want to be featured for one specifically, you can put it in the subject line.
Yes.
If you want advice from everyone else, which is really good.
It is.
We won't be offended.
No.
You can send us an email at homeidrink@growloudnow.com. And all the responses for Phone a Friend are on our podcast Instagram page called Homeidrinkpod. And also, we have a TikTok page.
Woohoo!
We just are brand new to TikTok. So make sure to follow us if you're listening to us now. It's called Homeidrinkpodcast. Is it?
Is it?
Oh, Homeidrinkpod.
Homeidrinkpod. One of them. It's the same.
Basically, guys, there's another Homeidrink.
We can't believe it.
It's called... It's like a sobriety podcast.
Is it?
It's like about sobriety, yeah.
I found it on TikTok one day and I said, share, what is
I this? Looked up and I was like, that's not
us. We need to find out when that was made. Did they make it after?
I don't know. I don't know if we have a copyright. I don't know if we can copyright names.
I don't know, but I wonder if they see our name, because it's not something that you'd like...
It's true. It's
you
not
know what I mean?
That common.
It's not like an actual sentence. Like, it's not a hold my drink.
Yeah.
You know.
Lawsuit. Okay, guys, we'll see you on Monday.
See you then.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.